morning for the Lord's table. I want to read to you a few verses from the Apostle Paul. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The word "proclaim" there is very interesting. It's the idea of preaching. And a lot of times we think of preaching as something that takes place verbally. But what we discover in the Bible is God oftentimes preaches through pictures. You know, for example, when we see the rainbow in the sky, there's a picture there for us. And we're reminded of a promise of God that he would not flood the earth again. And so in the same way, the bread and the cup is not the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ, but it's a picture that we're given. It's a reminder to us in pictorial form, when we understand what these elements mean, of the fact that salvation is free to all of us. But it was not free to Jesus Christ, the second member of the Godhead, who gave up so much on our behalf. And as we partake of these elements this morning, we're reminded of his body. We're reminded of the blood that he shed on our behalf. And we're reminded of the cost that went into gaining for us something free, a free salvation. And so this is a table only for the believer. And the picture is really designed to enhance our worship. We're just astounded at what we have been given as a free gift, although it cost Jesus Christ so much. And we leave here with attitudes of gratitude, with a desire to live for him, a desire to serve him. We don't serve him because we're trying to pay him back. You can't pay him back for what you have, but we can serve him out of an act of worship and gratitude. And this picture stimulates our thinking and reminds us of what he's done. And it enhances the worship of the Christian and the life of the Christian. So at this time, we will distribute the bread. And remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was sacrificed on our behalf, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was not just his physical body that absorbed the wrath of a holy God in our place 2,000 years ago, but it was his innocent blood that was spilled on our behalf. And when Jesus died on that cross, we have a tendency to look at this as sort of generic and impersonal. You know, he was just dying for humanity, which is wonderful in and of itself, but I think we have a tendency to lose the exact personage of it and privacy of it. When he died on that cross, he was thinking about you as a person. He was thinking about me as a person. Yes, this was all done for humanity, but he had somebody on his mind when he died on that cross. And I believe this, that if you were the only person on planet Earth, he would have still died the exact same death, because that's how much he cares for you and me as individuals and people. So what a tremendous salvation we have in Christ. And so at this time we will distribute the cup. And remembering the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful. We stand in awe as we're reminded of what has been accomplished. If there's anybody here, Father, within the sound of my voice that has never trusted in your provision, I ask that today would be the day as the opportunity is given at the conclusion of this service. I ask that your Spirit would be at work convicting men and women of their need to place their personal faith in Jesus Christ. And for those of us, Father, that have trusted in your provision, I ask that today you would work in such a way where we would grow in our faith and continue to walk with you and trust you through the difficulties and emergencies of life. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen.